They arrived in due course. I can't remember how long it took. And then they landed at Canton. They found the Chinese very strange looking. And of course, in those days, it was when they were strictly segregated. And you know, there's a lot of talk now about why they didn't learn Chinese. You see, there was no one to teach them. They only talked Chinese, and our people only talked English. So pidgin English grew up. And it was only a long time afterwards, my step-great-nephews learned Chinese, but then it was quite easy. There were people to teach them. That's John.
John.
Both he and Tony, who were more or less my contemporaries, a little younger, they both learned Chinese, and Tony spoke very well, but John thought like a Chinese and got on with the Chinese, as Tony never did. Nobody, I think, realises how tremendously ruled by face the Chinese are, and if you get familiar with them, you're damned. But John thought like a Chinese, and instinctively got on with them. Yes, I can't remember. I suppose I have been told. You see, you don't listen when you're young. But I suppose in the 1880s, and retired young. But all the Jardines people, Jardines, you see, was a branch of the East India Company. No, they weren't a branch of the East India Company. But Jardine Skinner was the original firm, and they were in India. And then they moved on from there to China. The head office was Matheson's in Lombard Street, and still is. And so he came back and was head, I suppose, of Matheson's in London. And then went back, after Cousin Sophie died, he went back to China for a bit. And then, I don't know when he retired altogether.